Hey there, sex fans, welcome back. Today is Wednesday, January 6th, 2010, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge.
Who is that sad little person? Are we doing a before and after piece I don't know about?
That's just downright rude. I'm not that sad looking. Do you love this music? I sure do. It gives me happy feet, don't you know? It also signals that we're ready to rock and roll with a brand new year of podcasts in the Sex Edge-ucation series. As you know, these programs take a look at the fascinating world of unconventional sexual expressions and lifestyles, fetish sex, and kink. We touch on topics both familiar and exotic, and you can count on our investigations being interesting, stimulating, as well as informative, because we chat with prominent educators, practitioners, and advocates from all walks of life. And to kick off this new year, I have something quite extraordinary for you. Today, we feature the first woman of color to speak in this series. She's a sex worker. She brings a refreshingly honest, unique, and sassy voice to the ever-growing chorus of exceptional guests in this series. I am honored to welcome Voluptuous Lynn. She describes herself as an ebony cougar in Sin City, but I think you will agree with me that she's more akin to a tiger. Her no-nonsense approach to life, sexuality, and sex work is truly refreshing, and she's knock-em-dead funny, too. Oh, and you should know that today's show is unusually long. Lynn and I got to shooting the shit, and I completely lost track of time.
Yeah, you know, okay. You're right. I don't fit in here. I am not skinny or glamorous.
Oh, don't worry about it, because we're actually going to talk about that very thing with Lynn in just a moment. You can visit Lynn at her website, cleverly named voluptuouslynn.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by the ideal sponsor for this fetish and kink series, Dr. Dick's Stockroom. You'll find this treasure trove of sexually stimulating toys, implements, and fetish wear and gear right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the My Stockroom tab. You will surely enjoy shopping at Dr. Dick's Stockroom because it's just so damn fun and, I might add, easy. Yes-a-ree, sex fans, you can spare yourself the embarrassment of skulking down to your local sex emporium to pick up all those nasty toys you've been drooling over. You can forget about seedy storefronts in unsavory neighborhoods, and you don't have to worry about leering salesmen scrutinizing what you buy. Why? Because you shop from the privacy of your own computer. That's why. Thanks to Dr. Dick's Stockroom, it's never been easier or more discreet to be a big fat pervert. Be sure to take a moment out of your hectic schedule and visit My Stockroom today. You'll be so glad you did.
Is it impossible to find a lovely, slender female paratrooper?
Yeah, I think that's going to be difficult to find in my stockroom. Okay, on with the show. Welcome, Lynn, and thank you for joining us here at Dr. Dick's SexAdvice.com. I'm thrilled that we could make this time to be together, and I'm thinking who better to give us the sex education we so richly deserve, right?
Right.
Would you like to say hello to the nice people?
Hello, honey.
Oh, and I can guarantee you that there's a whole bunch of perverts in our audience, too, so you'll probably want to say hello to them as well.
Hello, perverts. I'm one, too.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, I've been loving your website, Voluptuous Lynn. .com, The Sexual Adventures of an Ebony Cougar in Sin City. You have the cleverest, and I might add, funniest way to tell us about your exploits. If you don't mind, I'm going to read one of your blog posts for our audience. I got up this morning around 6. No sooner had I turned on my IM when my sissy boy is blowing me up, telling me how he so needed me because he had been such a dirty bitch the night before. Well, I told him to sit his bitch ass still while I got my coffee, but no, he just kept on typing to me faster than he could get on his knees. So I had to punish him by making him get on cam. Oh, and why did he tell me that his little lover was asleep in the other room? I surely had him wake him up for a fun-filled session. Nothing better than getting to watch two boys carry out my commands. With no coffee in me, I had those asses spanked and plugged every which way I could.
It's true. I told him, let me get my coffee.
So a working girl's day can start pretty damn early, huh?
Yes. Is late, start early. You don't even know sometimes where it begins and ends.
Oh, it's so true, isn't it? I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't know where Richard Wagner stops and Dr. Dick begins anymore. I mean, it just all runs together. So before we get down to business, so to speak, I want to thank you for being your amazing, voluptuous self. It's an honor to be in the company of a woman who is comfortable enough in her own skin to fly in the face of the stereotypical notion of female beauty that so many women tragically try to buy into. I think you'll agree with me that the unspoken message in our culture, but one that comes through loud and clear nonetheless, is that sex is for slim, trim, petite, and youthful women only. I'd love to hear your comments about that.
Well, it's not unspoken. It's like they're banging it on a drum. It's like, okay, I hear you guys. I hear you. But what I think is unspoken is that men's tastes are very varied. And they're not ashamed at this day and time to really share their tastes. You know, it used to be like if you liked the fat girl, you had to keep it secret.
Yeah.
And now men are like, oh, hell with that. I want what I want when I want it.
Well, you know, I think that is changing some, and happily so. But I don't know if women are catching up with that all that much. Maybe I might be mistaken in that as well. But I still find women, you know, complaining so much about, you know, the shape of their body and, you know, how their tits look and how their, you know, junk is hanging in the back and stuff like that. And, you know, like, oh, nobody will love me and, you know, I can't get laid and blah, blah, blah. Well, I just don't think that that's true. I think if you put a happier face on whatever you got, you know, you're going to get laid.
But here's the problem. You'll get laid by people you don't want to be really laying.
Ah, so, I mean, so it has something to do with, you know, being really choosy on their part, too. They want to be, you know, bedded down by, you know, the rich and the beautiful and the young and the slim and trim men.
No, it's not necessarily that. It's just that you want a good-looking guy, somebody that's, you know what I'm saying? That you just every time you look at him, you're wet and ready.
Well, then, how many people? How many of those are there around in this world?
I mean, it's a lot of men like that. It's a lot of men like that. You guys don't know you're like that, but there are a lot of men like that.
Oh well, I don't know too many men like that. I can tell you.
Well, I look for different things than men.
I guess so.
It depends on what you're looking for. I can see a good-looking man, but if he does not know how to talk properly,
right,
then it just turns me off. I don't care how good he looks.
Is it a turn-on for you if he doesn't know how attractive he is?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can kind of let him know that he's
I want him to keep himself, you know, up to date, you know,
right,
wash, shaving,
right,
and, you know,
right.
some cologne on and things,
yeah,
like that. But I don't want him to be like, look, I'm the best looking thing you're going to get or the best looking thing,
right,
in the room. I want him to be a little bit oblivious to it.
Right. You mentioned one guy that you've been seeing recently on your blog that I thought was so much fun, that you took some time, you know, seducing, which I thought was really charming. What was his name? Was it Caleb or something like that?
Caleb, yeah, he's younger. He's a lot of fun.
I guess so.
He doesn't know. I like his glasses.
Uh-huh.
And he has amazing eyes.
Yeah. So you can find attractive things about men that are, you know, not like just Hollywood you know, attraction, you know, Hollywood, you know, males and stuff like that. You find other things attractive. Well, that's good. Yeah. So there's hope for us, like normal people, then.
Yes. I've seen guys just walk, and I'm like, "Ooh, I'd like to just do something to you."
You are a joy, my dear. So let's talk about your sex work. So regardless of religion and nationality or gender, everyone seems to have an opinion about sex workers. Many are quick to judge the oldest profession and will happily categorize those who belong to it into some sort of stereotypical misconception or worse. While it's easy for any of us to pass judgment unless we are in the same occupation, it's impossible to really know why sex workers do what they do. So let me ask you right out the gate, why do you do what you do?
Well, okay, first you have to go to me. And basically, I've always been very in touch with my sexuality.
Really?
You know? Yeah, I mean, I always, you know, been open to talk about sex,
cool.
You know, tried exploring new things. I mean, I had two best friends back in Virginia, and one, she was like the hidden door girl, you know. She didn't want to tell about her dirty exploits, but she was dirty as hell. And my other girlfriend, she was just upfront like I am, but not as blunt. And the two of them would call me the female Howard Stern. Because I was just blunt. Mm-hmm. So when I was working for the casino here, I had an accident that took me out of work for a while. And then, you know, our job market went to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking around. I said, well, what is there for work at home? And someone directed me. And the first thing I looked for was adult work at home. And that's how I got into it.
Mm-hmm. And so... you're a cam girl. This is what we call you. I mean, this is how you would refer to yourself as a cam girl.
I'm a cam girl and a phone sex operator.
Ah, no kidding. No kidding. So that, I guess most of the people in our audience will know what that is, but just for the hell of it, that makes you available to, people like one step removed. Is that not correct? I mean, you're not actually doing hands-on kind of stuff directly with, you know, a John or a client, right?
Right.
Okay. So, you do consider yourself a sex worker still?
Yes.
Okay.
Because eventually I would want to do porn.
Oh, really? No kidding. I did
yeah.
not know that.
Huh. Yeah.
That's wonderful. So, do you feel like you, one of the misconceptions I hear from people all the time in terms of sex workers is that, you know, sex workers seem to be trapped. They fall into it. And I'm using that in quotes, fall into sex work. Like if, you know, that was, you know, falling into a pit or something, and then they can't get out. That doesn't sound like you.
I've seen that. I've watched those interviews and I'm like, please. What the hell you mean you fell into it and you trapped and you can't get out? Yeah, it's good money, but it's also like anything else, it's work.
Yeah.
If anything, some job is more work than some jobs.
I'll
you know
say.
What I'm saying? You got to keep your body up, your hair up. You got to constantly keep content going. I mean, if you're not going to do all that, you're just going to make a minimum amount, which might be fine for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not knocking that, but I would like to make some more.
Yeah.
I mean, I've worked in the vanilla world, and I have a degree, get ready to finish off another one and go into another one. And when I finish off that degree, I want to be able to go back in the vanilla world the way I want to go back into
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly. So you also have to keep a schedule because, you know, I have a video production company, Daddy O Productions, and we shot a lot of porn back in the day. And one of the things that I discovered about a lot of the guys, because we did gay porn, a lot of the guys that I worked with, I mean, really sweet and charming guy, but not highly motivated. And, you know, some of them said to me, you know, Dr. Dick, how can I make some extra money? You know, I don't want to do escorting necessarily, and I don't want to go dance and do dancing and stuff like that, or stripping. But, and I said, well, you know, camming is really great. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a really great idea. How do I do it? So I turned them on to the whole thing. And, you know, they're very gung-ho for about a week. And then, you know, they miss their schedules, and they miss, you know, opportunities, and they don't appear on time. And, you know, the guys that are looking forward to seeing them and who are going to be paying the bills get really frustrated and move on.
Right. They got to be patient. It takes a lot of patience. I mean, I'm bad at keeping a schedule. That's why if you look on my site, I have no schedule, but I always announce when I'm coming.
Right.
And I try to maintain the same about, you know, around the same amount of time. But my resolution is to make a schedule. It is, because, I mean.
Well, that's what I would look for, you know. Yeah.
Phone sex is good, but, I mean, really, I've gotten almost to the point where I enjoy the cami more.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Because you're more involved as a person instead of just a voice?
You have a lot more leeway.
I see.
You know, I like being dressed up.
Uh-huh.
I like the interaction with the people.
Uh-huh. So they're can you see them, or can they only see you?
Only if they come in private cam to cam can I see them.
I see. And then, you know, they're interacting with you and, you know, asking you to do stuff. And, you know, that's basically the scenario?
Most of the time, some of them let me do what I want.
I see.
And then there's some that ask for special things. And then some want me to sit back and watch them.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. And cheer them on from the sidelines?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And I'm like, ooh, this is the easy right here. When you get to watch them, woo!
I love it. So I'm going to gather that you are happy doing what you're doing.
I am.
Excellent. Do you have a day job?
No.
Okay, cool.
Phone sex is a day job.
Excellent. So do many people in your life know of your profession? And if the majority don't know, what do they think you do?
All of them know.
Oh, excellent. Huh. Do you hear snide comments from people, like, you know, turning up their nose and saying, you know, well, you know, if she was really you know, a good girl, she would, you know, be sitting behind a desk with, you know, her push-up bra and her, you know, platform heels and taking notation.
You know what? The people who know me already know I'm wild.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just say what I have to say, sex wise, relationship wise. So it's not a shock to them.
Uh-huh.
And for people who don't know that I, you know, that maybe know a couple of friends of mine, we'll be all sitting together and they go, well, what do you do? Mm-hmm. And I tell them, and they give me this look. The first thing out of my mouth is, if my mama is fine with it, all y'all better be.
You go. See, now you go. Now that's the ticket. Because so many people would cringe and, you know, go, oh, you know, and cave into the popular culture's notion about, you know, what is proper and what is improper for women in particular. Interestingly enough, I mean, you know, if some guy says that he's a sex worker, he's, you know, go, oh, what a champ, hey, you know, but a woman says it, you know, still there's that double standard, and that just drives me cuckoo.
It does drive you cuckoo, and some people are like, some people grab their guy or whatever, and I'm like, I don't want him. He's probably watching me on the fly anyway. What the hell are you talking about? You think he's sitting at home at night when you're asleep and he's just doodling away on his laptop? He's looking at somebody, honey. Get over it.
Oh, God, you speak the truth. I love that.
I just flat out tell him, oh, unless you're coming by here to put money in my hand or to put money in my bill payer online, then you have no say-so on what I'm doing.
Oh, you go. Thank you
so
much.
Even if you were putting money in my hand, I wouldn't do it.
All right. So, can I ask, are you in a relationship?
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that sex work impacts on your relationships in general and intimate ones in particular?
the last one made me want to be a sex worker more.
No kidding.
Because he was so sexless.
Oh, yeah.
And his thought of sexiness was, you know, sweatshirt and jeans. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I was a diva when you met me. What in the hell is going on here? I mean, seriously, I'm walking in the room with nothing on but high heels, and he's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he's kind of like...
Some men, you can't wake them up, honey.
I couldn't wake him up. I was like, it's a beating a dead horse. But he was a lot older, though. So.
Ah, I see.
But as far as trying to get relationships now, here's the problem. They'll ask me what I do, and of course I tell them. Mm-hmm. And some of them, you know, they can deal with it. Mm-hmm. Some of them can't deal with it. They ask me, oh, who you going to ever marry and who this and that. So you know what? If you don't like it, get the hell on. Mm-hmm. The other ones, they'll say they can handle it. But this is the mistake they make with me. They will talk to me a little bit about normal things. You know, when you first meet somebody, you want to know what they do.
Yes.
What interests they have and things like that. And the next thing you know, they're talking about sex. Mm-hmm. And it turns me off. Mm-hmm. Because the whole conversation will be sex, 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 and I like this and this and that. And then I'm like, I know more than sex, okay? Mm-hmm.
And besides, I do that for a living, so could we talk about stuff, you know, other than that?
Yeah, I mean, can we talk about something else? Or they'll say something like, well, you show everybody else, show me. Well, I just met you. You want to pay?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I just met you 2 days ago. We just started chatting, and already you want to see me on cam for free? Mm-mm. Let me send you the button so you can pay me.
Well, you know, it's the same thing. You know, at cocktail parties or dinner parties and stuff like that, people ask me what I do, and I tell them I'm a sex therapist. Oh, you know, I have this question, and then they just launch into this, and like I'm supposed to be doing therapy, you know, while I, you know, at a dinner party or a cocktail party, and I'm going, you know, like, you know, I charge good money for that. This is, you know, I'm off, you know, make an appointment. You know,
exactly.
Jesus, Mary and Peter. And it's just like, you know, like, you owed this to me because, you know, you're here and I'm here and you told me that, you know, you're a therapist. And I said, well, you told me that you're a truck driver. I, you know, I could ask you to, you know, bring your truck on over and we could clean out the basement. You know?
And don't you hate when they say to you, oh, you're going to treat me like a client? Hell yeah, because you treat yourself like a client.
Yes. And, or you're treating me like, you know, a piece of meat. So, absolutely.
Exactly.
Oy, 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 oy. Men. Oy, oy, oy. One question that I ask everybody in sex work is sex work only about sex? Are there other components to your work that don't include your genitals?
Well, you have to be physical fit, mm-hmm. you know, for what you're doing. Mentally, you have to be able to sit there and deal with the client, mm-hmm. even when they get silly on you or they get ugly on you,
yeah.
you have to be able to handle them because having a shitty attitude will get you nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, although sometimes you want to tell them, hey, I'm the best thing you're going to get.
That's right. So, but do some of your clients, you know, come to you and say, you know, I just need to, you know, tell you about, you know, what's going on in my life, or, you know, I just would like to have a little company, and, you know, you're such a sweet lady, and thank you very much for being so present and stuff like that. That's what I hear from a lot of the sex workers that I know, that a lot of their clients are lonely, and they just want to be treated like a human being.
True. That's very true, because I have clients that will take me in private and I don't have to even get naked.
Yeah.
They just want to talk.
Right.
They want to act like we're kissing and yeah. holding each yeah. other and things like that. I enjoy them so much.
Right. Are you ever concerned about sexual predators?
You mean like as far as them getting other people or getting me.
Yeah, getting you.
No.
Okay, because you are well protected, you know through levels of, you know, like internet kind of stuff. Nobody's going to find you directly, right?
I think if they found me, they come to my door, they're going to be surprised. Okay.
You are such a hot ticket. I love it.
If you make it up at this door, if you make it to this doorway, I suggest you don't. You know, you go get what you get.
Uh huh. Is role play a significant part of your work?
Yes.
Can you elaborate?
Well, they like me to be their naughty neighbor.
Is that one of the more popular ones?
Yes, they like me to be their naughty neighbor, especially the younger guys. They always want me to be the naughty lady who lives next door.
I love it. So you get guys of all ages calling?
Yeah.
Do you ever have women call you?
They don't call, but they will come and watch me in a show.
No kidding. So you know that they're watching.
The past two that I had, I was deep into the show, and they said, I'm a girl. And I'm like, oh, it's okay, honey, and I just kept on working.
Well, good. Well, you know, that must be empowering to them, too, you know, to see somebody so, again, you know, in touch with herself and her sexuality and so comfortable in her own skin, you know, that must be a wonderful role model for other women, I would think.
I think so. I go watch girls in show.
Uh-huh.
I watch them in a minute.
Yeah. do you find that you learn things from watching other performers?
Yes, and I get turned on at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely.
So, I watch girl-on-girl porn.
Mm-hmm. I think it's hot. Especially the really good girl-on-girl porn, as opposed to a lot of the, you know, stuff that is made for male audiences, you know, where the women really aren't, you know, like, into each other. They're just, you know, play-acting, but that's just my thing.
You know what I want? And I know it's a dream. I want more interracial porn.
I do too.
I want more black women with white men.
Yeah. There's a giveaway. There's a giveaway, Lynn.
I do want more black women with white men. I do. It's exciting to see that white man just all over your body.
Yeah, I think the interracial kind of stuff is really great. We tried to do a lot of that in terms of the work that we did at Daddy O Productions. And, you know, I was famous for integrating my casts with, you know, different body types and age groups and ethnic origin, and it was a really good thing. Much sooner or more than people were doing it at the same time, we were kind of groundbreaking along those lines. So I was really proud of that. How does your work differ from your intimate connections that you have with lovers, for example? I mean, you mentioned, you know, early on when, you know, if you're just meeting some guy and he comes on to you like gangbusters about sex, 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 you know, that's a big turnoff. But are your intimate connections, your lovers' relationships, are they impacted by the work that you do? Do you come away from, let's say, working on cam and, you know, horny enough to attack your lovers?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, I want to feel, you know, because I get some guys in a cam show with me that are very expressive. Men can be very detailed in what they're doing or thinking about you, and they're typing it to you.
Yes.
And I'll get out of a cam show and be like, damn, that was hot. I'm ready for some.
Yeah. So do you find that men are stifled by this, that they're not able to be as vocal or as, you know, descriptive as they would like to be in their relationships, and so they turn to like camming for as a way to, you know, enjoy this aspect of their life?
I do. I honestly do. I think they turn to camming and phone sex and watching videos because they cannot be as expressive as they want to in their sex life. Yeah. I mean, you know, like I like anal.
Uh-huh.
And there are very few women who will do anal with yeah. their husband.
Yeah.
I like to give head. You know, and they're very, you know, women will lead a guy on with the head, then
oh,
soon as they get him, they'll stop.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. I've heard that so many times. The guy goes yeah. like, what? What happened to that?
What happened to the head? What happened to the whole thing? You know, so then they see me and they're like, oh, you know, and I look. Even though I like to be all diva'd up, I still come down to earth with them. I'm like, hey, honey, and they want somebody that will get wild with them.
Yeah, yeah. Right, and again, you know, I mean, they can tell the difference between somebody who's sucking cock like they really like to and someone who is doing it because they feel like they have to. I mean, that's a big difference, it seems to me.
It is a big difference.
And once you see somebody who really enjoys themselves doing oral, what you don't ever want to go back, you know, to plan A.
But they have to go back to their wife.
Oh, gosh. Do you think sex work is easy to get into?
Yeah, these days. Yeah, because, you know, you have all the campsite, mm-hmm. you have all the places like Rude.com, Clips for Sale, where you can make your own homegrown
right.
porn. So, yeah.
Yeah. Would you advise other women or men to consider this as a career change?
And before they do, you got to consider what you want to do with the rest of your life.
It's so true, because if you want to be the president, probably.
Don't do it. But see, if I was running for president, I would tell you straight up, hey, I was a cam girl and a phone sex operator. Let's get that out of the way mm-hmm. and get on to the real issue.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's true, you know, that, I mean, if you have aspirations about, you know, becoming whatever, you know, a professional kind of thing, whatever, I mean, digital stuff follows you for the rest of your life. I mean, that stuff does not go away.
It doesn't.
You know, videotape used to corrode and disappear, but digital stuff lasts forever. I mean, I continue to see pictures of models that we worked with, oh, God, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, showing up on sites today. So, I mean, if you were embarrassed, you know, or if you did it 10 years ago and you decided, well, you know, 10 years later, no one would even be interested or care or think about, you know, and then you'll find your images, you know, up on somebody else's site. It's amazing that way.
Yeah, so before you do it, you know, think about what you want to do. And at this point in my game, I know I want to write my own ticket, so I'm not worried about
right,
it.
Right, right, right. Do you, is there, how do I want to say this? Is there lots of things that you need to be aware of in terms of working with different cam companies or cam sites? Are some better or more responsive or more ethical or than others?
How are you going to get paid is the first thing.
Yes.
Do they pay on time?
Yes.
Do they have traffic?
Yes.
What are they taking from your gross percentage or your net percentage?
Oh, good point.
Because that becomes an issue there.
So you're a businesswoman, right?
Yeah. You got to look. Oh, I've learned the hard way.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've tried several different sites, but it's really one that I love,
uh-huh.
And one that I'm loathe.
Uh-huh.
I guess you could say. There's one that I love, and there's one that's iffy with me. But,
huh? Interesting. So, let's see. Do you find that some cam sites expect you to, you know, pamper the client regardless of what the client asks you to do, even if it's degrading? And
I've not run across that.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
I'm not run across it. I mean, if there's some girls, I'm sure in everything, you know, in every job, there's somebody breaking the rule. But I'm not going there because I'm just not going there with them.
Yeah. You know, a lot of feminists claim that prostitution or sex work is exploitation. Apparently, you don't share that perspective.
Mm-mm. I think if women want to be able to do whatever they want to do, why the hell can't they do this?
Yeah, right.
It's not always some man that beat us into doing this.
On the contrary. If you do it right, you could be beating the man.
Yeah, I mean, you do it because you want to do it. I mean, I'm not saying there's not human trafficking.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying there aren't pimps. I'm not saying that there aren't some evil men running around, but you'll find a lot of women do it because they want to do it.
That's right, and you find those same kinds of problems working at the Walmart. So, you know, I mean, I suggest people get off their moral high horse and, you know, think it through. I mean, I know a lot of women and men who are sex workers, and they're ethical, they're moral, they're good people. They're on the front lines of, you know, sex education and safe sex education in particular, and you know, they are creating a wonderful opportunity for people who are without partners to enjoy themselves sexually. So I think it's a win-win.
I think so too. I think if you know what I find is that women get upset with you if they find out you do it because they think they're God, you're some whore or something.
Right.
And I'm like, well, if I had a husband, I would much prefer him to go in the other room, or he could stay in the room with me, turn on the laptop mm-hmm. or the computer, look at some chicks, and then go to sleep, then have him running in the street.
Oh, it's so true. Yeah.
Sticking
besides,
it everywhere.
You know, besides, you know, getting him all hot and bothered, you know, on a porn site, you know, kind of takes the pressure off of you, and then he can come to bed, and y'all could have a good time, and you don't have to worry about, you know, working him up into a frenzy.
I know, and then if you have kids, say you got 3 or 4 kids, and you're tired from that, you go, honey, look at that tonight, and then in the morning night, I'll help you out, all right?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
And prostitution, now someone isn't going to agree with me. I say a lot of people are not agreeing with me, especially women.
Mm-hmm.
But my opinion on prostitution is it exchange of a good for a service?
That's right.
Okay, and I feel that when you're a woman and you're married or you have a boyfriend and you deny him sex until he does what you want him to do,
mm-hmm.
it's the same thing as prostitution.
It's so true. Yes. Absolutely.
You're exchanging him mowing the lawn for your coochie. You're doing that same damn thing. I'm just getting some cash. If I was out there doing that.
You're so brilliant. I totally agree with you. So I don't suppose that you think that your work desensitizes you to sex in general.
It doesn't desensitize it to me, but I just don't want, when I meet God, did their whole conversation with me only revolve around sex and sex issues.
Yeah.
And then when I do tell them that, they'll say, oh, well, you're desensitized. You probably do it so much that you don't want to do it. No, I have a brain here. Can you stimulate my brain? And then it will trickle down, and then we can go from there.
Oh, gosh, so true. Oh, my goodness. So do you ever find that you have to establish emotional boundaries with any of your clients? I mean, do you become attached to them? And
I haven't become attached to one of them. I like, you know, I know who's who, trying to know who's who, but I haven't emotionally become attached to one of them.
Well, it's difficult, you know, in that environment as opposed to, you know, a hands-on kind of experience. But still, you know, I suspect that, you know, you could become very fond of somebody, you know, who is, you know, treating you in a particularly nice way and stuff like that. But
I don't hardly ever get to see any of them.
I see. Oh, so that's right. Of course. Exactly. Right.
They always want to, oh, well, can I meet you when I come to Vegas? I'll give you this and that amount of money. And I'm like, are you crazy? I could be walking to my death.
Exactly. Exactly. So why do you think your clients turn to you with their sexual needs?
Because I'm a lot more. Isn't it easier to come and tell me that you like to wear panties and let me see you in them than to tell your wife or girlfriend?
Oh, so true. Absolutely.
Or you
because,
want me to tuck that
stuff up your ass? As much as I might like you and as much as I might, you know, be interested in you as a person, I know we're never going to meet. And so I can tell you all my darkest, deepest secrets and, you know, prance around in frilly knickers and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's a good, good thing, it seems to me. And
yes.
You get it out of your system so that, you know, you don't have to bother your family with it.
That's true. Because I meet some guys with some really dark fantasies on the phone. And yeah. I think if they told people that, they'd probably get locked up.
It's true. And, you know, and I encourage guys in particular to work out their fantasies in that environment so that it doesn't plague them through the rest of their day. You know, if you exorcise those demons, so to speak, you know, in this relatively harmless sort of way, then, you know, you can get on with the rest of your life.
I think it's true.
So I think we covered this briefly before, but do you work with both women and men? I mean, you know that some women watch your shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if a woman, you know, chatted you up for private chat and stuff like that, you'd go for that in a big way?
Oh, yeah, I'd go for it. I don't care. I mean, if I'm going to do porn, I'm probably happy going to do some chick.
Uh-huh, probably.
I just hope they're super hot. You know, but my hotness factor is different, you know.
Right.
Like, I have a crush on Sandra Bullock.
Oh. Well, whatever.
I mean, I just like her.
Yeah, there you go. So I've trained sexual surrogates or surrogate partners to work with people who have sexual dysfunctions. Do you ever encounter similar issues at your work? When somebody is camming with you and, you know, they're having a problem getting it up or any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah. They usually want me to humiliate them about it.
Oh, so it's, yeah, that's part of the gig. I got it. Good, good, good.
Yeah, they'll say, I can't get up, watch. And then I watch and I talk shit to them.
Uh-huh. And that turns their crank, no doubt.
Yeah, it does. And they'll never get off. They just sit there and whimper.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love it.
Which is fine with me, honey.
Oh, I just absolutely love this. Do you find that you need to mentally prepare yourself as well as physically prepare yourself for hooking up on cam?
Yes, I do. Because, I mean, before I go on cam, I don't want anybody presenting me with any garbage. You know what I'm saying? The worst thing is before you go to work, somebody give you a whole lot of drama.
It's so true. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I just, like, don't call me. You know, if people call, I'm like, oh, my. I usually try to get off the phone or whatever quickly.
Right. Right.
Because I want to be happy.
Yeah.
And I listen to some music.
Mm-hmm.
Gets me sexy and ready. And then I'm ready to roll.
Uh-huh. Do you, have to slip into a character? Is Voluptuous Lynn someone different than when you're not Voluptuous Lynn, or are you one of the same?
I love the same person.
No kidding. That's so wonderful. That really is grand. Do you involve yourself in sex worker activism?
No, I haven't really learned. I've been nosing around about
uh-huh.
it, but not really learned. I try to speak out on it as much.
Right.
It's possible to get people to see that sex workers aren't the deviants of society. We
yeah.
aren't the murderers and, you know,
yes, right.
pedophiles and serial killers they think
yeah.
we are.
Yeah. Wow. That's so true. And one last question. Is there any advice that you would give to someone who is considering a career move to sex work? We mentioned it briefly a little while ago about, you know, being careful about, you know, like who you associate with and stuff like that. Anything else that you might want to add?
That's it. Only you really have to consider, what do you want to do with the rest of your life?
Right.
And if you're with someone, are they going to be able to handle it? And if you're not with someone, are you going to be honest enough to tell them what you actually do? Because lying, I don't care how much you say, I didn't tell you at first because I wanted to protect you, or I wanted to have more time to get to know you. They still see it as a lie.
It's so true. Yeah.
And that small lie leads them to think you'll tell bigger lies. I'm serious.
It's so true, though. I trust me, woman. You need to be a sex therapist when you grow up. You've got it way over a lot of the people that I know that are dishing out advice. I can tell you, you are so centered and right on. I so appreciate this. Before we conclude, could you give us your website address and walk us around a little bit so we know what to find there?
Yes, it is voluptuouslynn.com. And when you first come in, you see this big picture of me and, you know, my little warning page and a little info. And when you get in there, you get to read about my latest exploits around town or with my customers or what's on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
There's an About Me page, which tells you a little bit about me and splitting up from my guy, what I'm up to.
Mm-hmm.
My blog, of course, my live cam show page, where you can email me and tell me what you would like.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my phone sex page, which has my number on it. You can call me up, tell me your dirty little secret.
I love it.
In terms of service and my refund policy. Because amazingly, somebody will ask you for their money back. You're like, wait a minute, you just got a digital download. There is no refund. With you.
Oh, I love it. You are such a treasure. You are such a treasure. And I want to thank you so much for spending so much of your time with us, because I know that this is work time, and but we are all the richer for the experience. You are amazing.
Thank you.
And between now and when we speak again, we will be visiting you in cyberspace.
Okay, honey.
Thanks, Lynn.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Be well. Fantastic show, huh? Well, that's it for today, sex fans. I'm so glad you could join me. Tune in next week for more Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's Stockroom. Listen up, you guys. If your sex life needs a little sprucing up, and whose doesn't, I want you to mosey on over to my online sex emporium and pick out something really naughty for yourself or the other pervs in your life. I mean, if you can't find what you're looking for in my stockroom, you'd better call off the search right now.
I asked for clean, athletic, smiling. She sent me dirty, tired, and paunchy.
Well, you won't have that problem in my stockroom. Dr. Dick has put together a dazzling array of products that will liven up even the most ho-hum sex life. Not sure what to buy? Take a look at my new product review site, DrDickSexToyReviews.com. I and the Dr. Dick review crew review all kinds of adult-related goodies. Sex toys for sure, but also condoms, lubes, herbal products, fetish gear and wear, as well as educational and enrichment videos. Don't miss a single one. Look for DrDickSexToyReviews.com. It's chock full of swell gift-giving ideas. And look for all of Dr. Dick's podcasts on iTunes. You'll find me in the podcast section, obviously, under Health, subcategory Sexuality, or just search for Dr. Dick's Sex Advice. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment when you do. Until next week, remember, sex is good. And good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.